Like, what other kind of nuts are there maybe around here?
Well, there's pecans, black walnuts, chestnuts.
What about another one? I don't think it grows around here. It grows from further south.
Pecans is more plentiful around here than any other.
And is that the standard pronunciation around here, Miss Bessie?
We say pecans.
In a lot of places they
say pecans.
Yes, but not here.
No.
What about pecans?
They say, well, no, we are usually pecans. We find, but if you go to other places, I've heard them say, well, pecan.
Right. Do they grow around here? Are there good many trees?
Yes, I have two.
Right here? Mm-hmm. Okay. What about that one that's used a lot in cooking? It's long and flat and has a sort of porous shell. It's used slivered and bland.
Almonds.
You use them?
I use them. Was there they don't grow in here.
Okay.
We get to buy them.
And the kind of fruit that's probably most common in Florida?
Is oranges.
Tell somebody to go in and get them out of the boat, and they might say, well, the oranges are
from Florida.
And they're not anymore. They would just say, I went and looked at the boat, but
they all gone.
Okay. And the little red vegetable that grows in the garden around.
Radishes.
And the fruit that grows on a vine in the garden.
Tomatoes.
And the different kinds of them. Do you have different kinds? Little bitty ones?
Oh, yes. What they call a little tomato tomato, a little bitty thing about that, and a little salad tomato. And then it's the larger tomatoes, you know, maybe you have them then on up.
Right.
You have some of them waste, maybe a pound, pound and a half.
Right.
Care for those big ones. So.
Okay. And what about, along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
And are there different kinds of potatoes grown here?
Well, mostly Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Okay. And what about different kinds of sweet potatoes?
Well, it's different varieties of sweet potatoes, but they different names. Some is the Puerto Rican and some of the, but it's just the variety, but they're all about the same size and same type.
Do you ever use a three-letter word for potatoes?
Potato. Not a three-letter word.
What about, maybe it's more yellow, I'm not sure.
Yams. Well, that's right.
You can use that word.
You can use it, but we usually say potatoes more than we do yams.
Okay,
sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. All right, and the one with real strong odor that sometimes makes tears come to your eyes.
Onion.
And different kinds of them.
Oh, yes. That's the Bermuda onion and the nest onion.
What's a nest onion?
A nest onion. It's a little bitty onion. I like that. And that's a red onion, a yellow onion, and a white onion.
Okay.
Some are stronger flavors than the other.
Okay. And but what about those that
is
the
just. This is what we call, now, shallots.
Okay.
They grow up, now, they are real strong.
Right.
And
is that the one that has little sets
at the top? Yeah, and it has it, when it grows up on a big, long stem, it has a ball on the top.
Okay.
And of course, there is another one, if you like it. It's it's from the family of onions, it's garlic.
Garlic, right.
Mm-hmm.
The real spicy.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about other kinds of vegetables that are common around here?
Well, now you take squash, cucumbers.
What different kinds of squash?
They're the yellow neck, crook neck squash. They're the acorn squash, the zucchini squash, and just a regular straight neck squash that I know. Now we have the straight neck squash. I don't care for them crook neck yellow. They have their rough. And I just don't like them.
What about Simlin? Is that a variety around here? Simlin?
I never heard of that.
Okay. Okay, what you started telling me.
And okra, eggplant, beans, butter beans, tomatoes, onions,
okay.
Beets.